This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, the people who keep track of these kinds of things, there are almost 70 large wildfires and wildfire complexes burning in the United States right now, all but a few of them out here in the West. And among the firefighters on the front lines are men and women who jump out of planes or hike deep into the forests toward the fires. Smoke jumpers, hotshots. You've heard of them, I'm sure. They work for the federal government. The national forests are their responsibility, but they are paid a lot less than their counterparts at state and local fire agencies. Federal firefighters start at just $15 an hour, and that is after President Biden just gave them a $2 an hour raise. Now, we know in this economy, with rising wages and an at least short-term labor shortage, workers can do better than that. And as it happens, federal firefighters are quitting in droves. Marketplace's Nova Sappho did some reporting on plans to keep those firefighters on the job.
Jonathan Golden wanted to be a hotshot ever since he was 18 years old, when he first saw the elite group combat a wildfire in Montana. That was 21 years ago.
They were well-organized, disciplined, in shape, put together, and I knew that that was probably the organization to be a part of if I could.
By his mid-20s, Golden was a hotshot himself, working for the U.S. Forest Service. But he struggled to live on a wage of less than $12 an hour.
For single me, it was barely enough. I mean, you know, you're like trying to get like 1,000 hours of overtime in a season to have enough to cover your basic day-to-day needs.
Golden, like many federal firefighters, was also a seasonal employee. He wasn't paid for many months out of the year. Still, he says he loved his work, and like many of his colleagues, took pride in helping preserve national forests. But 11 years in, the low pay and excessive overtime took their toll.
I think I just came home from an assignment and I just kind of had it. And I left to go to grad school and try to do something completely different.
Golden now runs his own consulting firm. The federal government is losing a lot of firefighters like him, mid-career with lots of training. These firefighters are leaving the profession or joining local and state agencies that pay more, sometimes twice as much. There are also private companies luring away federal firefighters. Aaron Humphrey went to work for one of them, a California power utility. He says his earnings went up by more than 60%.
Me transitioning to this job, getting a salary that I can live off of and not have to stress on overtime and being gone all the time, it's a huge, huge relief to my family and my life.
I've been seeing a decline in the morale for the last few years.
That's Reva Duncan. She used to manage firefighter staffing at a national forest in Oregon. She retired in December. And by her last fire season, she says, she didn't have a full staff of firefighters on duty.
These demands with these longer fire seasons, these larger catastrophic fires, is taking its toll on folks, and certainly the low pay. And just feeling like, you know, they're not valued is pretty difficult on folks.
Federal officials have acknowledged that they're having challenges staffing enough firefighters during wildfire seasons, and that wages have not kept up. Chuck Sheely of the National Smoke Jumper Association says low wages and longer wildfire seasons are also making it hard to attract young people into entry-level positions.
As a nation, we've been able to get by with the firefighters we had, but now we're reaching a point where the demand for firefighters is not meeting what we get for recruits.
Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, which is an advocacy group, estimates the federal firefighting force is down by about 25%. And Washington is paying attention. Last month, in a meeting with Western governors to discuss wildfire response, President Biden said he's immediately raising federal firefighters' starting pay from $13 to $15 an hour.
But a one-time boost is not enough. These courageous women and men take an incredible risk of running toward the fire, and they deserve to be paid and paid good wages. You know that old expression? God made man, then he made a few firefighters? Well, it's true.
Congress may also act through the bipartisan infrastructure bill moving through the Senate. Lawmakers have added a provision to raise entry-level base pay for federal firefighters by $20,000 a year. If passed, that would amount to a 70% pay raise. I'm Novosavo for Marketplace.